Today is Daf Pei Vav. Learn today's Daf Pesachos for Fuah Shleimah for Chaim Ben Rachel. We are on Pei Hei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. So talking about Sheves, which is basically the unemployment payments. So Boi Rabbi asked the following question: Sheves Hapochatoso Bedamim. So Sheves that diminishes his value, Mahu. What is that? What does that mean? Like a Rashi, Sheves Hapochto B'damim. Rashi says, Hikau Maka Shehusarich Lishvos Bimlachto. So he hit him, and now he's going to be out of work for a little bit. But V'sofolio Sholim Kivatchila, the Inkan El Sheves. There's no real nezik here, there's no permanent damage. He's going to heal. Broke his arm, but something that's going to heal and make him perfect, make him back, he'll be whole. But currently his value is less. Because if he would go on the market right now, he would be worth less than he would be when in a couple of days when he's healed. So he says, "Aval pochto achshav bedamim shim hayu balim achar achshav hayu dama pochsim so mahu." What's the din? Rashi says, "Miu mechayev apchas." Thank you. "Miu mechayev apchas damav dahashta olo." Does he have to pay nezek for that diminution in value for now or not? So back in the Gemara, Rashi says, "Hey chidami, what's the case?" Rashi already alluded to it. Tigon sheikol yado, he hit him on his hand. Vitzam so yado, his arm shriveled. Something happened to his arm.
Broken.
That
what? Says it was broken.
Yeah, I don't know if the broken's right though, because in those days you couldn't set a bone. So if you didn't set the bone, it wouldn't necessarily heal correctly. But okay, something hit him on his hand that's going to get better. So because they talk about shriveling up or Rashi says lashon tsumas hagidin. Something about the ligaments. Okay, right, and therefore, but sofo lachsor. But in the end, it's going to go back to where it was. My, what's the din? Cave of the sofo lachsor, lo yoiv lo midi. Since he's going to go back to the way it was originally, so there's no permanent damage. There's no nezek, and all you're going to pay him for now is the sheves. However, we didn't find the sheves. That's all you're going to pay him for. Odil mahashta miyasachase. But if you look at in here and now, his value is less. Right, Tosfos says his value is less because. If you look at the last also, he says, "Ain b'nei adam b'kiyin lahakir b'yadoim so for lachzor v'lo yachnisiu atzman b'svafek l'kroso." This type of guy, people look at him right now. They're not going to say, "Oh, it's going to get better." They look at a person who gets put up to be sold. He has a broken arm. I'm going to pay less. So the Gemara says, "Tashma." The question is now: you have damage that's going to heal. Do you pay for that damage? So Tashma. I mean, you're definitely paying for the sheves, but you're paying for the nezek. So Tashma. This is the Mishnah on, I think, some Shabbos is off. Hamake aviv imo, right? So someone hits his father or hits his mother. Man, if you hit your father, hit your mother, and you cause a wound, there's a chiyuv misa, which is the whole shaila about being a doctor or a dentist or something to your parents. Hamake aviv imo v'lo asa ben chabura, but he did not cause a wound, so there's no chiyuv misa. And as well, v'achova b'chaver b'yom kippurim. And if you do chavala to your friend on Yom Kippur, or machlokes of what chavala is, but it's a malacha. What malacha that is a big to do. But achova b'chaver b'yom kippurim, you're only chayav, right? You're not going to be chayav misa. You're only chayav mamos. You're only chayav, you're not even chayav malchus, right? So in those both cases, you'll be chayav mamos. There's no kimle. The parent case is no kimle, because no chayav misa, so you'd have to pay nezek. Yom Kippur as well, you have to pay the nezek. Chayav b'kulon, which you have to chayav b'kulon, Rashi says, b'chamish advarim. The Gemara says, so hai v'lo'asach habura hei chidami. What does it mean he didn't cause a wound? What's the case? Lav kigon shehiko al yado. Let's say it's the case is that he hit him on his hand. V'sofolachzor. He caused the damage that's going to go back to original. And yet the Gemara says, the bright Mishnah says, pay him chamisha dvarim. You pay him the five things. You see that you would pay for damage that's going to, not a non-permanent damage. So v'sofolachzor. V'katani chayav akulon. So Gemara says, no. Amri hachav ma'askinan. What's this case? It's not the case of damage that's going to go back. It's kigon shechersho v'lo asabo chabura. So you cause some sort of internal damage and you cause him to lose hearing. I don't know, you bang something next to his ear and you cause the loss of hearing and there's no wound. So there's damage and it's permanent, but there's no wound. So there's a chi of mamon as opposed to the chi of misa when it came to the parent. So that's why you'd be chayav. It has nothing to do with our case of non-permanent damage. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. The Ha'am Rabba, didn't Rabba say, Ha'choresh as aviv neharag, if you do cause this deafness to your parent, you are chayav miso. even though you haven't been motzi dam, because he says lefisha ein avshal lecharisha below chabura, because tipasa didama nafla beudne. You can't impossible to do this charisha without some sort of wound taking place. Rashba says it could be internal bleeding, you know, pretty advanced for the time. There's some sort of blood, something happened to cause the deafness. So there's definitely going to be a chi of misa over here, there. So that cannot be the case that we say with Yamak of Aviv that you will, that your chayev for the nezek. So maybe we're back to our case of where it's not permanent damage. The Gemara says no. El achav mayaskinon. What's the case? Kigon shegilcho. Yes, you shaved him, right? You shaved his head. You shaved the father's head. So there's no hotzas dam. Nevertheless, you chayev the nezek. Because, and the Gemara will get to you what the nezek is. Chayev the nezek because you lowered his values. The Gemara says, wait a second. Gilcho. Exactly. That's our case. That would be a raya. Why are you telling me it's not a raya? That would be a raya. It says, Gilcho mahadar, rahenu bayon. Gilcho usually, maybe not go completely, but it'll grow back. And therefore, that's our case. That would be a raya. That non-permanent damage, the temporary damage, would be chayev nezek. So the Gemara says, no. Amri hafi maiskinhan, kigon shesacho nasa de lohadar. You put on some cream, right, that causes the hair to fall out and not allow it to grow back. So therefore, it's not temporary damage, it's permanent damage. You balded him completely forever. You burnt me some sort of thing, a cream that burned off his hair and I guess destroys the follicles. Yeah. So the Gemara says, okay, so now the Gemara is explaining what the damage caused by the damage is caused by making the guy bald. So he goes, Tsar, why should they pay for the Chamisha Dvarim? Remember, Mishnah says they pay Chamisha Dvarim, Chai Bakulon. So he says, Tsar, it's the Isle Kartufune Bereshe. He has cuts in his head. So when you put the cream on, it causes him a lot of pain for those cuts. And he screams, with Tsavke Mahanu Kapatufune. And he screams out because of the pain of the sharpness of this cream. Ripoy Devaye Asuye. He needs medication to heal the pain that he's suffering, that he's going through. Sheves, right? So what's the nezek, though? That goes to the four, but not the nezek. Sheves, what's the sheves? To have a mirake be kube, to buy machwe gavne aresha, the lo machwe mahani kartfune. Basically, he seems to be some sort of jester. Right? Rashi says, sheves, to have a mirake be kube, losha mirake be chanuyos. He was like the advertising. He's like the walking advertisement for the stores, right? And therefore, the boyach will give day. And how he used to get people in, he used to bob his head or shake his head or do something funny with his head and his hair. And now he can't do that. He lost his job. He basically, yeah.
He says he was a dancer in wine houses.
Yeah, Rashi says, Mara Nianua, right? So Rashi says, Mara Nianua Berosho, he used to bow his head, Laharos Mneschok, to show like laughter, Kedera Chaleitzanin, like the clowns. It's, and now because he's in such pain, he can't do whatever motion he was supposed to do with his head. Even though he still can do other things, right? He can still do some pay him like the Shomer Kishuim. You have to pay this because it's a right, like Tosfos says and the Rosh says, that this whole idea of Shomer Kishuim was only for an unskilled labor. If someone has a skill, you would pay him for what he would actually, his actual value. But it's not a question of being funny. The idea was that in order for him to do his job, he had to bend his head and shake his head, and he can't do it now because he's in too much pain. Okay, so that doesn't. So the Gemara says, and what's the boshes? Great line for all of us. The boshes and the chaboshes. Boshes goldum mizeh. There's no greater embarrassment than to walk around without any hair. I don't know. I guess half the world is embarrassed, I guess, now.
And then they used to cut people's Cohen's hair every month.
They didn't cut it bald. They didn't take it all off. Okay. Right. Okay. I guess maybe that's what he says. So the Gemara then says, Umilsia de Boile Rabba. Remember, Rabba had this question about whether or not you had this temporary damage. Right now, we have this question about temporary damage. We didn't really give an answer from Rabba. Right? There was no answer. Boy Rabba, Sheva Sapotu Madamim, we went back and forth, we tried to prove from our Mishnah, we ended up our Mishnah being from a different Mishnah. That Mishnah is talking about permanent damage. So it was a Shiloh for Rabba, but it was Pshitile Labai Lahakis and Rabba Lahakis. Abai and Rabba, they knew the answer. It was Pasha to them. It was Pasha to each of them a different way. It was so Pasha that they argued. So he says, Pshitile Labai Lahakis, Ularabba Lahakis. So Deidmar, the following was said in the base Medrash. He called all Yadov at Samsov, a sofa laksar. Hit him on the hand, caused the damage, it's going to return, meaning it's not permanent damage. So Abaye Amar, no sein lo sheves gedola, vis sheves katana. You give him, quote, sheves gedola and sheves katana. What sheves gedola? Rashi says, demei yado, which is nezek. You pay him, you're paying the nezek. And sheves katana, Rashi says, means, kol yomim sheyipo lemishkov, roman also kihilu shomer kishuim. You pay him the damage, as if he's a shomer kishuim. You pay him the sheves, because you only pay shomer kishuim, because you're paying the nezek. Once you're paying the full damage, so his loss of wages is included in the damage. And then you pay him, the extra sheves is for watching the cucumbers. But Rava Amar, Eino nosin ela demei shifto shebechol yom v'yom. You don't give him nezek, you don't give him the sheves gedola, you just give him his wages that he would have had he done his job. Right, Rashi says, shebechol yom v'yom, ad sheyachol kad muso, nosin lo bechol yom kemosh nitzgarim bepolim b'shuk. You pay him what he would have, his full wages, because he's not being paid nezek. So it's not included in the payment for the nezek. So bottom line is, what's the machlokes in Abaye and Rava, and how much you're paying him? According to Abaye, you pay him nezek, and you pay him a lower amount of sheves, because he's already getting paid nezek. And according to Rava, you're paying him full reparations for unemployment, for what his job. Let's say he was a skilled laborer, and he made $100 an hour, you're still paying him $100 an hour. So whatever, there's a little different, that must be a little differences in what they're paying. But bottom line is, Abaye said temporary damage, you pay nezek. Rava says temporary damage, you do not pay nezek. So Rava's question was an easy answer for Abaye and Rava, except that just they each gave a different answer.
Hang back a second. Sheva's gedola is the Rashi said to make other. Does that mean he has to pay for the
arm?
It's not,
no,
it's not a permanent damage.
He's paying nezek. Whatever, like we said, whatever at the moment in time where he got up and would have been sold in the marketplace, since people don't want to take the risk, he has a diminution in value. And therefore he has a diminution in value, so you look at what that diminution in value was and you pay it.
Yeah, but that's, why would that be called gedola? It's a temporary thing, so it's not going to be
But that's exactly the question. That's the other side. That was how we started this year. The question was, Baye Rava, Kata Yoda, Lo Abdu.
I'm trying to figure out where we're up to here with this.
So Baye says that the answer is, you do pay for the damage. You take it, because if you put him up in the marketplace right now to be sold, people will look at him, see he has a broken arm, and they won't want to risk it. Tosfos points out, he says, if it's Dover Yadu or Shishofa Laxler, if everybody knows it's a type of damage that's going to heal, then even Abaye is going to agree that you wouldn't have paid Nezek. This is something that people don't know. They don't know off the top of their heads, so they're not going to take the risk, and therefore you would pay. Rava says like you. He says it's going to heal. I'm not paying for that. You don't have to pay for the damage. Just pay for the Shabbos. Fine. Itmar.
Making it, based on his individual value. He's making $1,000 a day. He's out for a month. Paying 30,000. Why are you making objective? Like, is it sure?
Well, that's what we just said. It depends on what type of labor he was. If he's a skilled laborer and has a specific type of job, then you would do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tosa says that. The Rush says that. Rashi just said it now also. Okay, Itmar. Next, another machlokas. Hakotei yad eved ivri. So I chop off the hand of your Hebrew eved ivri. So he's a full-fledged Jew. Hakotei yad eved ivri shel chaveru. Abaye omer nosin lo sheves gedola. The chovel gives sheves gedola, means nezek, to the eved, because after he goes free, he's going to be without a hand, so his value went down. The sheves katana, meaning the amount that you would work for the bittim malacha, the unemployment, you give to the master, because the Eved's supposed to work for the master. Right? But Rava Amar, Hakol Yinosin LeEved. You give the Sheves, both the Nezek and the Sheves, to the Eved. V'yilakach ben karka. And then what the Eved's supposed to do with the money is buy some real estate. V'harav ochel peros. And the master should eat the payrolls from that field until the Eved goes free. Because you have to compensate the Eved, but you also have to compensate the master. Okay. So Pshita, it's Pashut, Piches Eitzel Atzmo, Eitzel Rabalo Piches, then... Right, so Pshita Eitzel Atzmo, Eitzel Rabalo Piches. He did some sort of damage to him that causes a loss in value to him as an individual, but won't cause the master any value. Martin the Jacks, what's that case? The Paschal Reish Unei Rosh Nichire. I don't know, you chop off a little bit of his ear or the tip of his nose. So he still can work, but he himself is maimed, and therefore his value would be less on the marketplace. So Hakola Atzmo, then everything goes to him, because you didn't cause any loss to the owner. But Pichis Eitzel Rabo, that's Pulta de Baiva Rabo. It's only when you chopped off his hand, and therefore he can't do certain work, then that's the Machlokes in Abayin Rabo. Okay. Next part, so the Mishnah was...
Shevis Gadol, Shevis Katana, Shevis Gadol would really be the Nezek.
That's exactly what we said. Yeah. Rashi said, Shevis Gadol, Dime Yodo. That's the Nezek. Okay, Boshes. The Mishnah said that Boshes. Hakol Efi HaMivayesh VaHamizvayesh. Now, Boshes is based on a sliding scale, depending on who was embarrassed and who did the embarrassment. Machlokas, which way it goes. But let's just say, according to the Shita, our Mishnah seems to hold that Boshes is a sliding scale. Right, money mas nisin. In accordance with whose shita does our Mishnah go? Lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda, el Rabbi Shimon hi. Our Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir, Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. It must be like Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara brings, it says here the Tznan, the Girsa changes to the Sanya, even though that this language appears in the Mishnah later on. It appears in the Mishnah later on in the name of Rabbi Akiva, but here we're not quoting it in the name of Rabbi Akiva. So this is clearly it seems to be a brisa. The Sanya, the Chulan, meaning all those that are embarrassed, whether they're wealthy, whether they're poor. Rowin O son, ki ilu heim b'nei chorin, she yardu mi nechseihem. We view them all as if they were once free, wealthy people who lost their money. I mean, it's across the board that they're still supposed to, even though that they're wealthy and now they're poor, but they still feel embarrassment. The idea of being that really, really, really poor people might not be embarrassed, but we still feel their embarrassment. So therefore, you don't evaluate the embarrassment of an ani based on his status. You don't evaluate an usher based on his status. It's not a sliding scale. It's a set amount across the board. Why? Shehein b'nei Avram, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov. Because we're all children of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We all have this this type of self-value, self-worth. And therefore, and Divrei Rabbi Meir, therefore everyone has the same value. There's no sliding scale. So our Mishnah is clearly not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, HaGadol fi Godlo, V'Katol fi Katno. A Godlo or an Usher, he gets embarrassed more, he gets to paid more. The Katno also gets paid less because he is less than embarrassed. He's less than embarrassed. That seems to be our Mishnah, but the Mishnah says that's not going to be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ashir Ron also kilohim b'nei chorim shiyodim u'seihim, v'aniyem kipchusim behem. Also, since it should be sliding scale, the wealthy people would view them as if that they were free people who went down from their wealth, and therefore they are still proud, and therefore there's embarrassment. But the aniyem kipchusim shebehem. But the aniyem, we look at them that they're lower level, and therefore their embarrassment is less. So Mani, so who's our Mishnah like? E Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, we said it can't be, because Rabbi Mishnah has a sliding scale, Rabbi Meir does not. Right? Masnisa Katani Kolafi Mibayesh Vamid Bayesh, and Rabbi Meir Kulu Bahadi Hadadinino. Rabbi Meir has everyone getting the same amount. Whatever that amount is, the Mishnah later on will give a certain amount of lists. But Rabbi Meir says that it's not a sliding scale, and Mishnah says it is. So why don't we say it's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Mishnah says sliding scale, Rabbi Yehuda says a sliding scale. This E Rabbi Yehuda can't be because the continuation of the Mishnah, Masnisan Katani, which is going to be on the base, have advice as a summa chayyah. Our Mishnah says that if you embarrass the blind person, then you're a chayyah. E Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in the Brisa saying, summa ain't loboshes. The summa does not have embarrassment. So it can't be, then, I guess, our Gemara, the way we learn it, chops up the Mishnahs. But it's really one Mishnah. So how can't be, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda? Elalav Rabbi Shimon, he. It must be Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah Rabbi Shimon also has a sliding scale. So the Gemara says, I feel tame Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you can say that our Mishnah is going to go according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda as well. But then we have the problem where Rabbi Yehuda says, so said the Mishnah about embarrassing a blind person. Kiyam Rabbi Yehuda, suma in loboshes. When does Rabbi Yehuda say there's no boshness? It means, lemishka minei, meaning if the suma causes embarrassment. He's not chayav for causing embarrassment. But to pay him, you would pay him if he's embarrassed. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah says. That our Mishnah says that you chayav. Our Mishnah says hamivayish es asuma. If you embarrass the suma, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda says if you embarrass the suma, you are chayav. Rabbi Yehuda is just saying that if the suma does the embarrassing, then he's not chayav. So therefore, our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says no, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. But Hami the Katani Seifa, later in the Mishnah it says also, Hamivayas es hayashen chayev, if you embarrass the sleeping person, you're chayev, the yashen should be yesh pater. But if the sleeping person embarrasses somebody else, then he's pater. Velo katani suma should be yesh pater. In other words, it makes a distinction by a yashen, but it doesn't make a distinction by the suma. So you're trying to make a distinction by the suma, whether he's embarrassed or he causes embarrassment. That distinction is made by the yashen, it's not made by the suma. So therefore, see that the Mishnah doesn't make a distinction between the Summa. When the Mishnah says Chayev, you Chayev Bain if you embarrass the Summa. Bain the Summa does the embarrassment, which is against Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is no, that there is no embarrassment. At least in one case, there's no embarrassment for the Summa. But our Mishnah says in either case, there is embarrassment for the Summa. So Elamacharta Masnisa Rabbi Shimon, he makes sense to say that our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who has the sliding scale when it comes to Boshas. Okay, so then the Gemara asks again, so Man Tana del Hula Tana Rabbanan, who is the Shita of the following Brisa? Transfer the tent. Back to our old friend, the transfer the tent. And that's where we're going to have Rav Shimon again. The Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa that says as follows. Niskavin Levayish is a katan, Ubiyish is a gadol. You have kavanah to embarrass. Right now, the Habim of the Gemara is that katan and gadol means wealthy and poor. So Niskavin Levayish is a katan, but Ubiyish is a gadol. Nosin le gadol dimei boshto shel katan. You only pay what you have kavanah for. So you give the gadol who got embarrassed, you give him the amount of embarrassment for a katan. Levayish is a eved, Ubiyish is ben chorim. You have kavanah to embarrass a slave, and you ended up embarrassing a free man. So no sin lebein chorin demei boshos shel eved. You give the amount of boshos that would accrue for an eved. So mani, who's our mission like? Lo Rabbi Meir, who's this Brice like? Can't be Rabbi Meir, can't be Rabbi Yehuda, and can't be Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so Gemara says, why can't it be either? Because we think katan here means katan ben chasim, meaning he's poor, and gadol is gadol ben chasim, it means he's wealthy. So e Rabbi Meir, ha amar kulu b'hadei hadalininu. The Brisa here is making a distinction between the amount that you pay for a wealthy person and the amount you pay for a poor person. But Rav Meir is the one who said that kulam bnei Avram nisav Yaakov, it's a set amount, there's no sliding scale. Then e Rabbi Meir, ha amar kulu b'hadei hadalininu. If e Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, right, who said that he, even though he has a difference between Ashir and Gadol, he does have a sliding scale. Ha amar ein lavadim boshes. Our Mishnah said here that you had kavanah to be vayis in Evan, you have vayis to bnei Chorin, you pay the value that you would have paid the Evan. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't pay the Evan boshes. So what's going on in our Mishnah? It can't be him. The e Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon also had the sliding scale. That's why our Mishnah was like Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Shimon, if you remember, across the board, and we said once when it came to killing person, he didn't have transfer intent. We even tried to say once that might be his shita by Dovah Shem Miskaven by Shabbos as well. It's the same Rabbi Shimon, right? Shimon by Yochai. The e Rabbi Shimon, ha amar niskaven levayish hazev, ubiyish hazev, putter. If you had kavanah to embarrass one and you embarrass somebody else, it'd be putter, because you have to have intent for what you're doing. What's the proof for Rabbi Yehuda? My timer for Rabbi Shimon. Kikatala, because we'll say bush is the same halacha as killing. As Gemara said, Rav Shimon said this on Hedron of Ayin Tes, by Chi of Misa Rotseach, you have to have kavana for the person who you killed. Makatala Adam is kavingle, just like in order to be Chi of Misa, you have to have kavana for the person that you killed. Dichsev, because it says by Rotseach, it says, V'arev lo, v'kam Allah, v'kon nefesh. Arev lo, specific to him, v'kam Allah, specific to him. All right, Achis kavingle, until you have kavana to him. Boshes Nami, so too, when you embarrass somebody, Adim is kavinle, until you have kavana, diksiv, v'sholcha yoda, v'hechazikav mivushav. She sent her hand and grabbed him, right? B'mavushav, achis kavinlo. Interesting is that it's never written anywhere that Rav Shimon says this drasha. We're just pulling the drasha in based on the drasha they have by Katala. That's what seems, that's the source, I don't remember who said that. I don't remember. I saw that written that said that you don't see anywhere in Shas where Rav Shimon actually makes this halacha by busha, but we're saying that we're the Gemara interjecting that has to be the same thing because the Gemara is comparing both cases. Just like he made the drasha by katala, he would make the drasha by busha. Bottom line is he doesn't hold a transfer intent. Our Mishnah, our Brisa that we just quoted said if you're in a kavana for one and you embarrass somebody else, so you pay for what you would for person A. So he holds transfer intent. So the Gemara says no. La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to say Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Yehuda said that there's no boshes for the avadim. So cute answer. Kikam Rabbi Yehuda ain boshes ain lavadim boshes. That's lemes of lahu. That's just you don't pay them. You don't pay them the boshes that they suffer. Aval lemeshim shamina bahu. But they do suffer embarrassment. And what's the value of that embarrassment? That's what you would pay. So you had kavana to embarrass an eved. You ended up embarrassing a ben chorin. You pay the amount that the Eved was embarrassed. Not that you would ever pay the Eved that amount, but you can evaluate what the Eved would have. So therefore, the price goes like Rabbi Yehuda. That's for Nezek. This is Boshes. You have to have Kavanah for Boshes. So that's right. So the Gemara, you have to have Kavanah for Boshes. We saw that a few times. Or have Kavanah for Boshes. If you fell off the roof, And you hit somebody, the Gemara says you pay four, and it's a ruach from Mitzuya, the Gemara says that you pay four things, but you don't pay boshes. Boshes need half kavana to do the embarrassing. Okay, the Gemara says, v'ibai seim afilu tim Rav Meir. So maybe you can say our Mishnah goes this price even Rav Meir. I didn't Rav Meir said that there's no sliding scale. So it has no sliding scale when it comes to people of the same age, maybe. But misavart gadol gadol minchasim katan katan minchasim. Who says that gadol and katan here means wealthy and poor? Maybe gadol katan means a person who's a minor and a person who's grown up, right? Misavart gadol gadol minchasim katan katan minchasim. Lo gadol gadol mamish. Gadol means a gadol, and katan means katan mamish. And the kavana of the brisa is if you had kavana to mivayish a katan, like a 9-year-old, and you ended up embarrassing a 14-year-old. You pay to the 14-year-old the Dmei Boshes of the Katan, not the Dmei Boshes of... So basically, Rav Meir holds there's no sliding scale, except where there is a sliding scale. I mean, there's no sliding scale for people who are of age, but there is a sliding, there's a difference between a Katan and a Gadol. It's just interesting. I've always said Kulam Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, but here there is a bit of a sliding scale. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, how can you say that that the Mishnah is like Rav Meir, because we're talking about a Katan, meaning a minor, the Chikatan Bar Boshesu? Is a Katan somebody who has Busha? Young kids do the silliest things, and they're not embarrassed. Who says there's boshes by the katan? The Gemara says, there is boshes, kid the Rav Papa, like Rav Papa said, about something else, we'll see Rav Papa on Amud Beis, that a katan does have boshes if he gets to the age, that if others would remind him of what he did, he would be embarrassed. Maybe at the moment he didn't, he wasn't embarrassed, but if you might say, hey, remember when you took the meatball plates and split it on, he would be embarrassed. So Hachanami, so to our Bryce is talking that there is boshes to a katan, meaning if you would ask him to mikal mulei umikalim. Right, Rashi says, "Kmashkim lo boshes umachlimin also bom mitzdayer." He suffers from being reminded of that. So yeah, there could be boshes for a katan at a certain stage. Okay. Next Mishnah, we'll get a little bit about what you're talking about now. The hamivayish es ha'arum. So you embarrass the naked person, someone who's naked, you embarrass him. And mivayish es ha'suma. And you embarrass the blind person. We just mentioned that before also. Or you embarrass the person who is sleeping. Chayev. In all these cases, you are chayev. The Gemara then says, v'yoshon she'biyesh pater. If somebody who is sleeping, right, does something to somebody, right, he's definitely chayev. We say he's chayev nezek. Remember, a sleeping person is chayev nezek. Adamul olam. But nevertheless, he's pater from playing the boshes because he had no intent. And Nafal Min Agag, there's a case, I knew it, a case familiar. Nafal Min Agag, he fell off the roof, right? And he's sick, and he does damage. Upiyesh, right? And he causes embarrassment. Chayv al Nezek, or Patr al Boshes. He's Chayv for the Nezek, but he's Patr for the Boshes. Ad Sheyem is Kavin, until you have Kavana to do the Busha. That's the halacha. Kana Rabbanon, learned in the Braisa, Bisho Arum Chayv. If you embarrass somebody when he's naked, you're Chayv. Right? Bless you. The eino dome bisho arum the bisho lovish, but the amount of embarrassment is going to be less if the guy is nude, if the guy is clothed. It makes a difference. Bisho bebeis hamercha. If you embarrass him in the beis hamercha, it's where they typically walk around without clothing. So he's chayev. The mevayish is still chayev. But eino dome bisho beis hamerchas the bisho b'shuk. But the amount of embarrassment is less in the beis hamercha than it is in the shuk, because in the beis hamercha it's typical for people to walk around unclothed. So we'll get to it. Amamar. So Mar said, Bisho Arum Chayev. So the Brisa, the Gemara is now calling the Brisa. You had pointed out the Mishnah also said something about someone being naked. The Gemara is calling the Brisa. Bisho Arum Chayev, Arum Barboshesu, is a naked person Barboshes? He's walking around naked. What type of embarrassment do you have? So Rashi says as follows, Arum Barboshesu, Bitmiya. Sakasha, Kavan de Ain Makvid Lelech Arum if Nebe Adam, me have barboshes. He's not embarrassed to walk around unclothed without clothing. So what type of boshes is that? So Rashi says that's the question. Tosus is a little different. He says Tosus Arum Barboshes who? He says Perush Bakuntras, Kavan de Ain Makvid Laholoch Arum if Nebe Adam, me have a cloud barboshes. The Kasha Le Perusho. So question, right? Maishna de Parcha Brisa. Why is the Gemara then only asking on the Brisa? Right, I think that this is sort of your question, right? Havle the mifra chamas nisin. Ask the same question on the Mishnah. The katani mivayishes arum chayiv. Says you embarrass the naked person, you're also chayiv. So v'nira lefarish damas nisin lo parich. On our Mishnah, they don't ask the question. The pshita the arum barboshesu. It's pashut that an arum could be barboshes. What's the case? Okay, he's walking around naked. Doesn't mean you can spit on him. Right, that's what Tosa says. Right, in pshita the arum barboshesu im rokik bo o sasro, or you hit him. He says the Mishnah's case is where a guy is naked and then you do some embarrassing thing towards him. The Brisa case seems to be that the embarrassment is by making him naked. You do something to his clothing to make him, that's what the Gemara will say in a moment. Right, as the Gemara says, Amar HaPapa, my Arum, what's Arum, Rakhna Gemara? to Asi Zika Kachin Lamani, that Ruach came and blew up his tunic. You know, they didn't wear underwear, so he blew up his tunic, and therefore he's exposed. He raises it higher, or something like that. So that's why they're asking on the Brisa, according to Tosos. But according to the Mishnah, would be a case, according to the Brisa, according to the Tosos, the Mishnah is a case of where the guy's walking around naked, and then you spat on him. And therefore, you, so you did an embarrassment. That's why you're chayev. According to, but what's, so what's Rashi Shita? Guy's walking around naked, and there's no, right, I guess that would be the case, right? The case Tosis pointed out. The case in the Mishnah would be do embarrassment to somebody who's naked. Hav mina would be, I guess, that someone who's walking around naked is like out of the parsha of embarrassment completely. So Tosis is saying that, yeah, he may not be embarrassed for what he's doing, but if you spit on him then you embarrass him, that's something else. No, but we had cases where you pay. We talked about the Gemara talked about at length that you can have one without the other. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Bisho bebeis hamerchatz chayiv." If you embarrassed him in the beis hamerchatz, you're chayiv. The Gemara says, "Beis hamerchatz barboshesu." Same idea. What type of embarrassment is the beis hamerchatz? He's walking around without clothing anyway. Some Rav Papa, no, it's not necessarily the beis hamerchatz itself, but it's bisho agav nahar. He went to bathe by the river, right? Was agav nahar. Rosh doesn't point it out, but I think it was the Rashba. The Rashba says the case is where he went to clothe himself by the river, basically, made himself by the river, and so he got undressed, and then you either exposed him more, or you took away his clothing, you did something. No, not making fun of him. You did something to take away the clothes. He's naked to begin with, but you did something to extend that time period. You either caused him, you lifted the clothing more, or I think maybe the case would be is that you took away his clothing,
right.
And therefore he's exposed for a longer period of time. You've all been in high school once and know the stories, but that's what? Oh, you get kicked out to do that now.
Yeah.
Okay, rightfully so. Okay, by Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, Bisho Yoshein Vumeis Mahu. Fascinating question. And guy sleeping, I do something embarrassing to him. I don't know, I color on his face. I do something embarrassing to him, but he dies before he wakes up.
So he's not embarrassed.
So that's the question. Is there a payment? A payment obviously would go to his Yoshim, but is there a payment? So, Maikami Boile. What's the suffix? What's going on? What's the kasha? So Amarazvid, this is the case. Hey, hachkami boy, this is the kasha. Mishu kisufa hu, hamislev less the kisufa. Is it because of the fact that he feels embarrassed, and therefore he doesn't feel embarrassed because he never felt an embarrassment because he died before he woke up? Less the kisufa. O dilma mishum zilusahu da ozle. Or is the busha paid because you were mezalzel the person? I mean, who are you focusing on? So if you're mezalzel him, you did a zilzul. He may not have felt it, but it doesn't matter. If you were mezalzel somebody, you have to pay for that zilzul. So what, do you have to pay or not? So Tashma, come here, proof. Rabbi Meir Omer. There's a problem with this sugya. Tosas points out, it says, Bishu Yoshin Meismau. Here we have a suffix, but the Gemara says, Tema, Delo Maisi Hacha Milts the Rav Sheshis. I don't understand, Tosas, why we don't bring here the words of Rav Sheshis, the Breshan Echnakim, who said in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he says, Bipshitus, Amar Rav Sheshis, Bishu Yoshin Meishayev. The Maskan Rav Sheshis in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that in this case, that Yechayev. Here you have a suffix. There is no suffix over there. But Tosas brings other cases where you have that. You have the machlokas by, we say, Kohanim. Are they shluchli today or shluchli of Hashem? And one Gemara has a suffix, and there's another Gemara that just says, answer straight out, that it's the shluchim of Hashem. Because you can't have a shliach do something that you can't do. So Tosas, it's not such a big deal, because there are other cases that do that as well. Tosas points out, the problem is that there, the Gemara seems to say, Rav Sheshis says that clearly that you're chayiv. And we'll see, if we get to it, the maskana of our Gemara here seems to indicate that you'd be putter. So then there is sort of a machlokas in the sugyas. Okay. That's the first machlokas in the sugyas. We still have to deal with that. Okay. Tashma. Again, so the case is, you revive somebody who's sleeping and he dies before he wakes up. Do you have to pay? If you say it's because kesufa, then no. If you say because it's a zulu, then yes. So Tashma, Rameir says in the Braisa, cheresh v'katon yesh l'mboshes. A cheresh, I mean, in those days and age, the deaf mute was the person who has no das. Today's day and age is different, but the cheresh had no das. V'katon yesh l'mboshes. There's still chayef abusha. So the Gemara says, that's when it came to the cheresh and katon. But the shote, the insane person, ain't no boshes, does not have boshes. Now the Gemara says, "Iyar mad bishlamat mishum zilusa." If you say it's because of the zilzul caused to a person, hainu the katani katan. That's why he has busha for the katan, because you can be zilzul a katan. Eli iyar mad mishum kisufa. If you think it's because of an embarrassment, then actually he's embarrassed. Katan bar boshesu. Does the katan get embarrassed? The katan's the guy that takes the plate of meatballs and spills it on his head. So the Gemara says, "Elamai." must be Mishum Zilusa. It's because you're mezalzel the person. So the Gemara says, if you're mezalzel the person, then the Shota also, you're mezalzel him. So Alfilu Shota Nami. So the Gemara says, no, there's no Zilzul for the Shota, because Armin Shota ain't no Bosu Gdol Mizol. There's no greater embarrassment for the person. There's nobody Zilzul for being the Shota to begin with. So therefore, there's no Zilzul in the Shota. So the two things now that are the greatest embarrassment is one's being insane and one's being bald. They're put on the same, in today's dot, they're put on the same pedestal, so to speak. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Nifshot Minei, so see from here that it's Mishum Zilusahu. The idea is Zilzul, that's why you have the Katan getting paid, and that's why you have the Cheresh getting paid. It has to be because of Zilusa, because the Katan doesn't have Kisufa, and the Shota doesn't have Zilzul. So whoever's getting paid for it because of the Zilzul. Mikol Makom Nishum Minei Mishum Zilusahu. Di Mishum Kisufa, Katan Bar Kisufahu. Because if you're saying it's because of Kisufa, of the suffering that he has, the Katan doesn't have the Kisufa. The Gemara says, no. Kedamar Rav Papa, the Michlum Alim Michalim, Hachanami, the Michlum Mikhlim Mikhlim. You can find a case where Katan does have Boshes. It does get embarrassed. He does have Kisufa. If you remind him, he'll be ashamed. So therefore, Katan does get shamed. So there's no raya from this case of what the story is. You could say it's because of. You could say maybe it is because of the kisufa, and therefore it's because. And if it was because of the kisufa, then in our case you would be pater, right? See the cut. So there isn't that. It does the raya is that in our case you would be pater because our shaila was. The Yashan Shemes, if it's because Kisufa Pater, it's because Zilzul Chayiv. We just proved now that the Chayiv by the case in the Katan because he has Kisufa. So that for our case it would be Chayiv, which is against what we mentioned in Tosas, Rosh Hashanah. Rav Papa Amar, Hacha Kamibayle. Now this is the Shaila, a different way of learning the Shaila about the Yumazal, you revayish the Yashan and he dies. Is it because of his personal embarrassment? Because of the family embarrassment. Like a Hafel McCoy's type thing. Embarrass my family. So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring a raya. Is it Kisufa the day or Kisufa de Mishpacha? Tashma, Cheresh, Vekaton, Yesh, Loboshes. The Cheresh and the Katan have Boshes, same Brisa, Shota, Ain Loboshes. But the insane person does not have Boshes. Even my Bishlam, Loboshes, Mishpacha, if it's because of the embarrassment of the family, then Hayan de Katani Katan. That's why I understand Katan. Eliel, Mart, Mishu, Kisufa the day, if it's talking about this personal embarrassment, Katan Bar Boshesu, is a Katan suffer embarrassment? The Gemara says, Elamai, Mishu, Boshes, name Mishpacha, you tell me it's because of the embarrassment of the family, I feel Shota Nami. So the Shota also should have to pay for his family for it. The Gemara says, "No shota in chabosh dolmizo." They're already embarrassed when it comes to the shota, so therefore they're not going to get. There's no extra embarrassment for when he gets someone else does it to him. So therefore, very non-PC Gemara. So therefore, there's no payment. So then you should say the whole idea is because of boshes mishpacha. That's why you're paying the katan because it's not boshes. If it's boshes, because that's why you're paying the katan, you're not paying for the shota. Di mishum kisufa because it's because of kisufa katan bar kisufa. Does the katan suffer personal embarrassment? The Gemara says I'm Rapapa, and here's Rapapa makes a statement in dimichlume leu mikaleim that he can that if you remind him he will be embarrassed. So again, the maskani here is that it's because of kisufa. If it's because of kisufa, back to our shaila, you would be pater, and that's Sosa Rav Sheshes and Sanhedrin, who says in this case you would be chayt. So the Gemara says, "Vahatanya." I guess we're going to the Hatanya here is binichusa that we're going to prove that the katan can suffer embarrassment. Vahatanya, Rebbe Omer, Cheresh Yeshlo Boshes, Shota Einlo Boshes. Katan Pamim Yeshlo Pamim Einlo. Sometimes the katan is embarrassed. Sometimes the katan is not embarrassed. Ha de michle mikaleim. That's when he is. If he embarrasses him, if you remind him, he's embarrassed, and he gets embarrassed, then there is boshes for him. Ha dimikalmele velomikalem. But the case where he's so young, you remind, tell a 3-year-old. Remember what you did. A 3-year-old doesn't care. But the arser katanim, tell a 12-year-old, he'll be embarrassed if you remind him. So there is boshes there. Question is, will they matter more than anybody else's? That's the shaila. That's the whole. That's the shorish hamachlokas on that whole thing. No. Have a pashut that the answer is no, but but whatever. I'm on tape saying that. Okay, I'm not on tape. There's a tape here, so I can say tape. That's how it looks like. Okay, ha'mevayish asasuma. The mission said if you embarrass the blind person and continue to vayish the sleeping person, you're chayiv. But the yashon didn't embarrass your potter. So masnisin de loke Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not in accordance with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and we saw Rabbi Yehuda on the Aleph. The Sanya Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Omer Suma ain't lo boches. There's no embarrassment when it comes to the Suma. right? Ukachai Rabbi Yehuda poter, and so to Rabbi Yehuda with pater, the Suma Michayavi Golius. The Suma killed Bashogeg, he wouldn't have to go to the Mikhlat. Umichayavi Malkus. If he violated an Isser Losa, say, he wouldn't get Malkus. Umichayavi Misos Bastin. And also, if he violated a Averis, the punishment of Skidus Rav Eric Kenek, Suma be pater, meaning the Suma's pater. The mitzvah space according to Rabbi Yehuda. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda? Gemara says, first by Boshes, he learns that as follows, Gamar einecha, einecha, me edim zomim. He makes, I guess, a gzeir shava of einecha for edim zomim. Rashi gives us the limud. He says, if you look in the Dibur Maslan to Rabbi Yehuda, in the middle there's a two dots. It says, be edim zomim ksiv. It says, be edim zomim ksiv, lo tachos einecha alav, einecha, be Boshes nami ksiv, v'ksasas kapel lo sachos einecha. It's einecha. And Edim, efshar besumim, to be in the Riyah. You can't have Edim when it comes to, you can't have blind people being Edim, because you need to see what's going on. It's kind of anti-definitional. Rav Kivi Eger says, what if they saw it when they had sight, and then they may have lost their sight, okay? Dim lo rosh, kata yodos, or chavir, hey, how can he testify? So enecha, enecha, so that's like there's no, they're part from Edim zomim, they're part also from Mahasam sumim lo, avhacha sumim lo, where it says, so they're part from Boshes. And why they parted from Chiyuvei Galios if they killed, you know, Beshogeg? The Sanya, the Brisa says by Rotzeth Beshogeg, says in there, it says, O Bechol Evan Asher Yamos Ba, below Reos, also seeing. Below Reos, Prat L'Suma, the Rabbi Yehuda. Below Reos excludes the Suma, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir Omer, L'Rabos L'Suma, says, no, below Reos comes to include the Suma. Major Machlokas over there, completely opposite. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, so what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? That's a miut. Amar Lach, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk says, That pasuk is in Bamidbar Lamed Hey. The pasuk in Devarim Perek Yutes says by Edim Zomim. Sorry, by Rotzeach Meshogeg, Vasher Yavo Esreiu BiYahar Lach Tov Eitzim. Right over there, VeAfilu Suma. Anyone who comes into the field, it could even be a Suma comes into the field. Afilu Suma. So Kasev Rachmana below Raos. So therefore, the Asher Yavo BiYahar is conclusive. The below Raos and the Chumash beforehand is a miut, it comes to be Mayit to Suma, and therefore he's Potter. So Rav Meir says, he learns the other way. Rav Meir says, Kasa Rachmana below Raos, that's a miut. And then Kasa Rachmana Bevlidas, it's another miut. Right? Below Raos is a miut. Bevlidas, without knowledge, is a miut. Have a miut achar miut. You have one miut following another miut. And the Kalal is, Ein miut achar miut el Rabos. One miut after another miut only comes to include, so that's coming to include the Suma. For Rabbi Yehuda, Hahum Bidas, yeah, Hahum Bidas, that comes to exclude something else. Prat Limas Kaven Huda Asa. That comes to exclude someone who has Kavanah. That's a different halacha. That's coming to exclude, it means he has to do it Bishogeg. Okay. So therefore you have now Rabbi Yehuda says excluding the Suma from Eid Zomim, from Boshes, and also from Chiv Galios. Next, Misos Beistin. How do I know? Chayav Misos Beistin. Why is he excluded, the Suma excluded from Chiv Misos Beistin? Asiya Rotseach Rotseach Mechayav Galios. Like a Zer Shava, Rotseach Rotseach from Galios. We just said that he's Pater from Ir Miklat, and you have a Zer Shava to Ir Miklat. So Pater, Rotseach Rotseach Mechayav Galios. And Chayuvi Malchios. How do we know he's Pater from Chiv Malchios? The Asya Rasha Rasha Mechayav Misos Beistin. We just exclude him from Chiyuv Misos Beistin from the exclusion from Ir Miklat, and now we take another Gzeir Shav of Rasha Rasha from Chiyuv Malkos to Chiyuv Misos Beistin to exclude him from the Chiyuv of Malkos. Okay, we'll stop here by the Tani Edom. All right, everyone have an excellent day. Bye. Sure, okay.